When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at cenovus.com.
It's at night, you're at home, you're vulnerable and alone. So is it the best time for a visit? When the paranormal decides to no longer hide, is it all in our minds or is it by design? Now here are more real stories for you about things some people say just aren't true. Someone's in the house. The Ponds, New South Wales, Australia, February 2024. Caroline was living in this area for a couple of years, and she said that there were strange things happening in her house. What was worse, the strange experiences in this house were increasing over time and without any explanation. Sometimes it would be sounds as if someone was walking around the house. Sometimes it felt to her and her granddaughter as if there was someone in the house with them. And sometimes the dog started to whine or bark aggressively at nothing that they could see. At first, they shrugged off most of these occurrences, but they became more and more frequent. There were also odd noises, as if someone was speaking or whispering in a nearby room or even in the corridor. There would also be the usual sounds of odd movement in areas of the house where no one would be at that time. There was nothing ever particularly concrete that happened, just these small events. But one night in particular, 2024, Caroline was at home alone and heard walking in the corridor outside of her room. The pacing sounded as if someone were walking up and down the corridor for some time, and Caroline woke up scared hearing it. She lay in bed frozen in fear as she listened to the pacing. Footsteps, clear, distinguishable footsteps, went up and down the corridor just outside of her bedroom door, as if there was someone present in the home. She didn't dare move at first. The steps were so clear and loud that at first she was worried that someone had broken into the house and did not want to alert them to the fact that she was in the bedroom. Clear sounds of movement, steps, and even the faint sound of clothes rustling could be heard through her door. The fear soon got the better of her, and as quietly as she could, she sat up in her bed to get a better view of the room and her closed door. Immediately, as soon as she did move in bed, the walking noise outside her door stopped. Dead, silent, and still. Almost as if whoever or whatever it was knew that she was in there. Her only source of comfort was the fact that having been home alone, her bedroom door was locked securely, so she thought that she might be safe. But the fact that she believed some intruder had gotten into the house was terrifying enough. As she was trying to understand what was going on, heart racing and mind racing, trying to make sure that she'd actually heard properly, she listened carefully. The pacing had stopped directly outside of her door, and there were a few moments of silence before she heard three distinct knocks at her bedroom door. Terrified beyond her wits, and with no other options to run, hide or fight, she hid under her covers, and soon enough, she fell asleep. In the morning, with the blessing of daylight, she carefully made her way outside of her room. Her door was still locked up tight. As she looked around carefully, the house was still and quiet. No one was in the house. Nothing had been moved or taken, and everything was locked up just like she had left it the night before she had gone to bed. Caroline was left with more questions than answers, and she shuddered to think what it was that was at her door the night before.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Cenovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at Cenovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hi guys, we need your stories. This show is made up of the real life experiences that have been shared with me over the years. So, if you have ever had a paranormal experience, ghost, alien, weird creatures, whatever, please contact me, seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details in the description. Shadow by the Door, Bangor, Maine, USA, circa 2014. Kari was only a young girl when she had these events happen to her. She would only have been about 4 or 5 years old at the time, but remembers the encounters vividly as it made such a lasting and creepy impact. It was at this age that most nights she would go to bed, and then after a time later in the night, she would be awoken by a sound. She would rouse from her sleep and realize that it was her doorway, slowly creaking open. In terror, she looked at the door that was now ajar, and watched helpless and terrified as a black, disfigured shadow peeped its head through the doorway. This was so scary, it was paralyzing for a young child, seeing this figure that made no sense looking into her bedroom. Once the dark figure had looked around the room for a few seconds, it would then walk into her bedroom. This strange figure seemed about 1.8 meters or 6 feet tall, and she described it as being disfigured, misshapen and strange, but at the same time looking quite humanoid and very slender. It appeared to have a normally shaped human head, but its body and head were completely black, with no distinguishing features. And, as if that wasn't terrifying enough, once it was inside her room, it would just stand at the end of her bed, silently staring at her. Kari never knew what to do. Too afraid to call out, too afraid to move, she said that this figure would stand and stare for what seemed to be hours at a time, without moving a single bit. The only thing she could do when this happened to her was to slip under her covers to hide and to cry quietly in abject fear, hoping somebody would come into the room to save her, or that this shadow would simply go away. Kari also recalled that whenever she dared look at the covers on her bed, she could clearly see the shadow of that figure looming over her, as if it were physically present in the room and not just in her imagination. Kari would sit frozen in fear for long periods of time, and eventually, when the figure disappeared, she would get out of her covers and look around the room to make sure it was gone. It was only when she was satisfied that the strange figure was completely gone that she would then hear her bedroom door slam shut. After these incidents, She would run to her parents' room and sleep with them, as understandably, she didn't want to be alone. Kari also says that once they moved away from that house, the occurrences stopped. Well, that was until a year or so ago. She was at her new house and was in bed drawing in her notebook late at night. As she sat there sketching away, she thought she noticed something out of the corner of her eye, and she looked up to see that same misshapen black figure in the corner of her room, staring at her. She was unnerved now, but no longer as scared as she used to be when she was younger. Soon enough, it again disappeared. Kari believes that the figure was the same as she saw when she was much younger, and admits that she has no explanation to who or what it is. If you'd like to submit your own chilling true tale so that your story might be featured in one of these episodes, contact me through our website at www.chillingtruetales.com or on email on seekersosparanormal@gmail.com. Email details are in the description. Thanks again for joining me. Until next time.
Driving plays a big part in driving the local economy. It helps us all get where we're going and creates good jobs close to home. At Synovus Energy, our refineries in Toledo and Lima are a reliable domestic source of gasoline, diesel, and jet fuel. Plus, more than 2,300 employees and contractors work for us here in Ohio. See how we're helping local communities move forward at synovus.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.